Paul Compton, my guest tonight on Radio Texas Live. Paul, do you remember the first time you were on my show?
Probably 2009 or 10, and you were doing The Sound of Water. The Sound of Water coming to town. I haven't heard it forever. I haven't even listened to it. But it's still one of those songs, if I think about it, it'll get stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, that was my first, like, damn, I can write a song.
That was your breakthrough moment? That was like, okay, this will work?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's not like one of those things where you look back and you're embarrassed by it, or there's certain things you wish you would have done differently?
Dude, that's just growth, man.
Yeah.
It's all the process, you know? It's just like, man, I was a baby, you know, learning how to write a song, getting into melodies. And, you know, I remember when I was sitting on the San Marcos River playing that doom, 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 doom. It's like, man, that's a cool little riff. I remember having that riff and I was like, town of water coming to town. And I was like, man. So it was the first time that something just kind of came to my head. And I was like, you listen, you know, sometimes songs are kind of just, they're in the air.
Do you ever still play it?
I haven't played that song. Man, when I'm around a lot of those guys out in Lubbock and stuff, some old buddies that went out to Texas Tech, they asked for it. So that's like a campfire song, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't played it live in forever.
It's a fun, I'm going to do a little clip of it. Let's do a little clip of it. It's a catchy song, man. I like it.
The sound of water coming to town through the falls and secret ground.
That's an old school Paul Compton right there.
That's the beginning.
Paul Compton is on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. Paul, your brand new album is coming out on April 1st. April 1st, Country Coming Down. More with Paul on the way.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Still be sitting right.
All right, guys, you love Saturday nights. You love Radio Texas Live. Everything you love about the show in a 5-star rated app. Search Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play. Download our app. And we'll stream 24/7 Texas and Red Dirt music for you. Deal? Check it out. New William Beckman. This one's called Follow. We got more Paul Compton next.
Morning, Norway.
Paul, your brand new album is coming out on April 1st. April 1st, Country Coming Down. Your third album. You excited about this one?
Dude, I am so excited about this record. It is, you know, against the grain, wild, and it's got its ups and downs, ebbs and flows. I think it's pretty cohesive, and there's a little bit for everybody.
So, My Gospel came out in 2016. Rolling Stone named it one of the top 40 albums, country albums of the year. And that was an album that my then 3 or 4-year-old daughter, she listened to nonstop. We listen to it all the time. In our household, we listen to My Gospel a lot because she liked it and my wife liked it and I liked it. We can't do that. We're not going to be able to do that with Country Coming Down.
Well, I mean, you know, you're just going to have to skip some songs. There's a few of them that have some, you know, it's my first X-rated parental advisory with that little
logo. Did you put that on there?
Yeah, it's on there.
Oh, nice. That just looks cool, man.
Man, it just looks cool.
It does.
Looks like an NWA album or
yes,
something.
Yes.
Awesome. But, you know, kids, you know, don't take everything old Paul Compton says to heart. I am not the best mentor, but I will shoot you straight.
And you'll sing a damn good country song, too.
Damn right.
Two promises right there.
Radio Texas Live.
Paul, your brand new album is coming out on April 1st. Country Coming Down. Just looking at some of the songs, Country AF, F You Money, Cut a Rug, Country Clubbing, Till the Day I Die, the title track, Country Coming Down. It just sounds like an album I want to listen to right now.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's got a big time dance element to it that I love, you know. And when I was doing this record, I was like, if this isn't a song that is going to get them feeling it live, when I'm playing live, that's when we figured if it's going to go on the record or not. Is it going to be badass live or is it not? And all these songs are so fun to play, and the guys, I mean the band, love playing it. And
we're
just stoked, like, makes it that much more fun. You're not just kind of in a, you know, well, let's play this one, we got another B-side here. No, it feels like they're all A-sides, they're all singles, and that's just kind of, we were going for it.
Nice. Paul Compton with us. We got more coming up.
This is Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
It's another hit.
Paul Compton on the show tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk about the power of the F word. Plus, his new album, Country Coming Down. It's got something for literally everybody. More with Paul next. First, Chris Colston Got some of that Goodbye Gasoline on Radio Texas Live.
I bet you put it on a credit card.
Paul, talking about your new album, Country Coming Down. It's got some interesting song titles to it, on it.
You know, these FU Money and Country AF and all these things. It was just being blunt, you know, and I've heard people say it in passing. Man, it'd be nice to have some FU money. I'd go buy a boat and, you know, I'd fly first class and I'd go to Hawaii right now, you know, and nobody in the world's never thought that, man, that wouldn't be nice. So I kind of, it's in this character of Big Velvet, of just being this over the top, bigger than life character. And that's what I like to, you know, that's when I lean on understanding that I'm in showbiz, you know,
right.
Entertaining and putting on a show. So it's one of those things. It's like, you know, if you go and see a comedian, you know, I bet a lot of those comedians' parents don't like some of the topics that they speak of in their comedy act.
Right.
You know, and right now I'm kind of going through, you know, some of my folks, your mother-in-law, a lot of my family doesn't really approve and give me the thumbs up on this record so far. But, you know, if you go to High Heels or Cut a Rug, you know, Till the Day I Die or any of these songs, I mean, there's some for the, you know, most staunch, straight-laced, in-between-the-lines humans or the most wild, craziest characters in the world, I think, can enjoy pieces of this album.
Radio Texas, live with Buddy Logan.
Rock. And Paul, I've always been curious to know, with artists such as yourself, when you're doing your art and you share it with the world and the world likes it, what's the conversation like at home, you know, with your parents? Because again, I mean, you're a man, you're a full grown man. You still want to show it to your mom. You still want to show it to your family. Yeah. Are you scared to show it to them? Do they understand what you're doing?
You know, basically, they, you know, I went and had barbecue with my dad at Stanley's Pit Barbecue, and he brought it up to me, and I found out after the fact that he'd already talked to my sisters about it, and he was upset. He said, "Son, you're trying to have kiddos, right?" And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he's like, "What do you think about if your son walks in one day with that Country AF shirt on?" And I'll be like, "Well, son, that shirt paid for your college." You know, and my dad didn't like that.
No.
You know, and so, you know, it was just one of those things, man. It is sad. This is not for the pew kicker per se, you know what I mean? This is for the guy that's busting his knuckle on a wrench underneath a 4-barrel carburetor, or a girl that's freaking, you know, working 9 to 5, you know, wherever. This is for the just regular blue collar people. And you know what? 90% of the people in the world say the F word.
Yes, it's true. It's very true.
Okay. Probably about 30% of that 90 use it with discretion. You know, I'm within the other percent that just doesn't really give a F, you know what I mean?
Just throws it out.
Just like, there's a lot of other things that I could say that could get my family way more in an awkward pinch than saying the F word. Let's put it like that real fast. We can go on a lot more different topics that can make us really get awkward really
right.
fast.
Paul Compton on with us.
RTX. RTX live.
Paul, in you know, interview said, quote, "Music is what I call my bird dog trait. You don't have to tell a bird dog to jump in the river, grab the duck and bring it back to you. And you don't have to tell me to get up on stage and perform." What's your favorite song to get up on stage and perform?
Oh, man. Right now it's like Freak, because it feels like, you know, the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
The beat just like boom, boom, boom. It's something like the Dr. Dre would drop, and it just gets me so hyped. That it's one of my favorite songs to deliver. I mean, Cocaine Country Dancing is just like, it's the hit. It's my only hit song, really. So when you can step back and let the crowd sing it, it never hurts, you know. But that, and I love Still Driving, because, you know, it's kind of like it was the first song that people were like, man, you sound kind of like Waylon Jennings on that tune. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Every time delivering that song, I'm thinking about, man, how would Waylon freaking deliver this tune? You know what I mean?
Paul Compton with us. His new album, Country Coming Down. It is out on April 1st. We're going to debut your new single, High Heels, coming up. We got more Paul Compton on the way.
Woo! RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Hey, I'm still driving. When's this break gonna come? You bike my picking with the big old Timpanoo.
Paul Compton on with us tonight at Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. His new album, Country Coming Down, is out on April 1st. We were talking a little about this. Quick, Paul Cawthon, which song was harder for your dad to hear? Cocaine Country Dancing or Country AF?
Country AF.
Country AF.
Big time.
Really?
Yeah, because I say a cuss word. You know, Country AF is not cool.
I want to talk about Country AF because I think it's a great song, and you are an intelligent and you are an articulate writer. With Country AF, I think people could easily dismiss it without giving it to do. But it's a smart song. It's a smart song.
Yeah, basically my co-writing buddy and myself, Jason Burt, I made a list of all the countryest things. So NASCAR, dive bar, fireworks, guitar, ride mower, landowner, 83 Texoma. I was driving tractors before we got sexy. Real cowboys don't rock the candy chest. I mean, it's just like, we were just thinking on, let's just freaking let one go that's laughable.
Right.
Almost. And that's what we went for, and we nailed it. So
you did nail it. You really did. Job well done. Yes. Pat yourself on the back.
Like, I'm not really worried about it. I mean, good God.
My favorite line, I got one hat. If you touch it, you die. Unless you're blonde, it can cinch a hog tie. What's your favorite line from the song?
Hot dog, holly golly, dagnabbit. Are you kidding? Dude, that's like the old boy. That's just an old boy on the front porch going, hot dog, holly golly, dagnabbit. Are you kidding me? If you bump into me, your mom is sorry.
Let's spin it. Let's do it. Paul Cawthon, Country AF. We got more of Paul coming up on Radio Texas Live.
I'm a shade tree mechanic, got a one-ton truck. I drink a 30-pack a day because I'm country as call me Little Nas, call me Tim McGraw. Not a moment too soon, I had horses in the stall.
What?
I go to Piggly Wiggly, call out on my CB. Still a VCR and Jim and Rick do my TV. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. I was 2 years old when I shot my first rabbit. Only got one hat, if you touch it then you die. Unless you're blonde, you can dance and cinch your hog tie. Hot dog.
You're just tuning in. Paul Cawthon hanging out with us tonight on Radio Texas Live. His new album, Country Coming Down, it's out April 1st. Where does Paul think it'll land on Rolling Stone's top 40 albums of the year? I'm going to ask him the tough question next. First, newcomer Corey Kent. There's always next year on Radio Texas Live.
Well, that truck in the front yard.
Paul Cawthon on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Your new album, Country Coming Down, Paul, it is out on April 1st. My Gospel in 2016, Rolling Stone named it a top 40 country album of the year. Where do you foresee Rolling Stone putting this album on its top 40 list?
Oh, man.
Crystal Ball.
I mean, it depends on how stoned Rolling Stone is, you know, because, you know, I think, you know, if we make a list, great. We don't. I'll tell you what, the live show is going to be number one.
Pick a number. I'm going to write it down. Number. Rolling Stone's top 40 country albums of 2022.
This record is just is groundbreaking for my career and my crew. So for us, it's going to be a number one no matter what. But for Rolling Stone, give us a top five, probably.
Top five. You know? I like it. Lock it in. Top five.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of friends out there with Rolling Stones. Hey, say friends. Come on. My number one would be nice, especially with these songs that have some cuss words in it now. I've got some negative feedback from my community within my Bible Belt that I live.
Top five, lock it in. If it goes top five, I owe you a beer.
Okay.
All right, top five.
Okay. If it goes number one, you owe me a tequila.
A tequila. All right. Some reposado. Yeah.
Bottle. And with Betty Ann.
Yes. Well, if it's number one, I will rope in my mother-in-law, your second cousin, and
perfect.
And she will be drinking tequila with us.
Yes, she will.
Awesome. All right, I'll let her know.
RTX Live.
Your new single, High Heels. Let's talk about this one, because it's another fun song, like you were saying earlier. It's going to be fun to watch you sing these songs in concert.
Man, and when you see me come out and from backstage wearing high heels during this tune.
Shut up! Are you working on that?
Oh, yeah.
But high heels?
High heels. I go into full drag, bud. I'm just kidding. No, my balance is off.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. But I'm stoked about this song. Wrote it with Bo Bedford and Kendall Marvel. And they're great songwriters. Bo's my producer. Kendall's a big songwriter out in Nashville. Wrote a bunch of hits. Words with Stapleton. And had the idea of High Heels about, you know, just taking your girl out, saying, hey, it's time to let your hair down. Let's go. Let loose. We've been we've been cooped up in the house working all week, you know, doing our thing. It's time to get out, raise some hell.
Let's do it. Let's spin it. Brand new Paul Compton. This one's called High Heels, the new album, Country Coming Down. Paul, that is out April 1st. Not April Fool's, right? It's not his April Fool's joke.
No, no joke. No joke.
All right.
Country is coming down.
Check it out, Paul Compton on Radio Texas Live.
Worked all week making ends meet, earning my blue collar, rolling dimes, working overtime, got a few extra dollars. It's been so long since we tied one on, been the minute since you left your hair down. I'll work no play, not today, let's take it on up to uptown.